You're listening to Classical IPR, Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell, to be with you on this Friday afternoon, and we have a special guest with us this hour in the studio. Henry Leck is an internationally recognized choral director. He's professor emeritus of choral music at Butler University in Indianapolis, and he's also the founder and conductor laureate of the Indianapolis Children's Choir. And he's here in Studio B with us at IPR today. Henry Leck, welcome to Classical IPR.
Good afternoon, Amanda.
And in the interest of full disclosure, we should probably tell our listeners this is not the first time you and I have met.
I guess not.
I graduated from Butler University.
You sure did.
And sang in the university choir yes. Under your direction for 4 years. And I took basic conducting with you
well.
You
did.
Well, there is a good reason that I'm a musicologist now and not a conductor. I'm living proof that no matter how skilled the instructor, the student still needs certain skills enabled in order to succeed.
So. Well, I admire what you have done in the area of music history. You've far exceeded my abilities in understanding style and analysis of music, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, well, we'll trade off this okay. hour with our respective strengths. So, Henry, you're here in the region to lead several local choral ensembles in a performance of John Rutter's Mass of the Children this weekend. So I thought we could take our listeners through a few movements of the work this hour. They can get studied up for the concert.
That's great.
So where should we start?
Well, you know, this is a remarkable work because in this day and age, there aren't a plethora of sacred choral pieces written. And unusually, this features a children's choir and a mixed choir. And it's a fairly short work. It's only about, I think, 37 minutes long or something. I'm not
approximately. Sure. Approximately.
You have the length there. And it's broken into, I think, about 5 movements, it seems to me. And it uses some traditional texts from the Latin Mass, but it also includes some really interesting and wonderful English texts. We all know that John Rutter is a very important name in English choral music, and he's written tons and tons of things for choirs, but this is one of his fewer big works, and the people that have sung it, and when I've conducted it before, have always come away from the work quite inspired.
And you've chosen a couple of movements from this work that we're going to listen to today. Shall we start with the Sanctus?
I think that would be great. You know, it's interesting. Every composer has their own language, but we as musicologists always try to find comparisons where there's an opportunity where two things are similar. And as I was preparing for this concert, studying the score, it just struck me that there are some instances where you could hear hints of other composers. And I think those reside primarily in the Sanctus and Agnus Dei movements.
So let's take a listen here to the Sanctus movement of John Rutter's Mass of the Children. What similarities might we hear?
Well, first of all, it's in 9/8 time, which is a compound meter, and it's slow and it builds slowly. I don't have the 4/8 score right in front of me, but when you get Hosanna, that glorious triumphant Hosanna in excelsis, which builds up and up, to me, really emulates in some respects the rendering of this text by Fauré.
So we'll have to consider the Fauré Requiem. And folks, if you can hear that, he's brought the score along with us, so he can.
Sorry if the flipping gets into it.
so he can guide us through. So let's take a listen to the Sanctus and Benedictus movement here from John Rutter's Mass of the Children. And I believe this is the first commercial recording of this, with Rutter himself conducting the Cambridge Singers and the Cantate Youth Choir with the City of London Symphonia.
Thank you.
We heard the Sanctus and Benedictus movement from the Mass of the Children by John Rutter. And guest conductor Henry Leck is here with us in Studio B at IPR today, talking about this weekend's choral concert that is going to include a performance of Rutter's Mass of the Children. I heard the foray moment
Did
in
you
there.
Hear that?
Yes, I mean, it's definitely John Rutter. There's
yes,
no,
it sure is.
There's no doubt in my mind who the composer of this
yes.
is, but there was...
yeah, there's no plagiarism here, but there's some of the same language. But I'd like to comment just a bit about Rutter's use of color, because as you heard, when you're listening to the Sanctus, it starts out with a mixed chorus, and then it goes to a children's chorus, which has a distinctly different sound, singing the Benedictus, and then there is a soprano and baritone solo singing in thirds beautifully, and then it ends with the mixed chorus coming back. There's another difference that I should point out, and that is this recording, which I think is the benchmark recording that anyone would use because it's conducted by John Rutter, but he used several different instrumentation groupings in his writing, and you probably heard in the recording strings involved and so on, but he also wrote this for what was called ensemble version, and that's what we'll be using this weekend. So it's flute, oboe, clarinet, and bassoon and horn, which is a woodwind quintet sound with harp, and then oddly enough, percussion and a double bass. An organ. So it there's no piano in it, but it has the same beautiful woodwind sounds that you've just heard. But in some instances, the organ picks up for the sounds that the strings might have in the full orchestrated version. I actually like this version a little better because it's a little easier to control the balances between the instruments and the singers.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when the children are singing, the transparency of the woodwinds works so well with those young voices.
So this concert this weekend, it's going to feature, let's see if I get the whole list here, the Grand Traverse Area Festival Chorus and Chamber Orchestra, the NMC Grand Traverse Chorale and Chamber Singers, and the NMC Children's Choir. It's part of the Mel Larimer concert series, and you actually knew Mel Larimer.
I did know Mel. He was not a close friend, but he was a great professional friend. He and I talked fairly regularly. He was a leader in this region and very involved in Interlaken, as you know, and a real leader musically. He taught at Albion College when I knew him, but I remember so distinctly that he was always drawing people together through choral music, community singers and so on. Someone was telling me yesterday that when 9/11 occurred, he said, well, let's sing the Mozart Requiem. And he drew together singers from the community. If you want to come and sing, we have scores, just let's sing it. And he had that kind of leadership capability. I was hesitant about coming up here because I really am trying to retire. But when I heard it was in a series honoring Mel, I just couldn't turn it away because Mel really was an important leader in our profession.
And he was a very valued member of this community Northern Michigan as well. And in fact, this is not your first trip to Northern Michigan. You brought the Indianapolis Children's Choir
right.
up here some years ago.
Yeah. We did what was called a Great Lakes tour and left from Indianapolis and went to Rochester, sang there and visited Eastman School and then saw the Niagara Falls and then came through London, Ontario and saw a Shakespeare play and then we sang in Toronto with a couple of other children's choirs and then came across to Interlaken. And we did a concert here, I think in what you call the bowl.
The Interlaken Bowl,
yeah.
Yes.
That was thrilling and well-received. And then we went down to Detroit, did a concert there, and then back to Indianapolis. So it was a pleasure to be a part of this in the summer.
Yeah, well... the sun's out now, so it's very nice. But
well,
it was probably quite different weather-wise.
Yes, quite different.
when you were here before. But we're going to listen to another movement from the Rutter Mass of the Children. This is the Agnus Dei, and this is the one of the movements where Rutter mixes English and Latin text.
Yes, he does. It took me a while to realize what he was doing. Agnus Dei qui tollis peccata mundi means Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. So you hear that miserere mei, the mercy on us. And then all of a sudden, he changes into this real simplistic beautiful setting where the children sing, let's see, Little Lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Gave thee life and bid thee feed by the stream and o'er the mead. Gave thee clothing of delight, softest clothing, woolly bright. Gave thee such a tender voice, making all the vales rejoice. And then the choir comes back in again with the Agnus Dei. It's quite an unusual contrast, not one you'd normally hear in a setting of the Latin Mass.
But you have the two different sort of takes on the Lamb.
Yeah, yeah.
And the children are singing the...
And the notion that Jesus thought of himself as a lamb, and that, you know, there's the whole image of the shepherd and the flock and all of that. And so I think it's really an interesting use of text and convergence of text. But what's also interesting to me, as we start to listen to this, you'll hear this very interesting chromatic line in the beginning. And I think it sounds like Benjamin Britten. If you listen to the Agnus Dei of his Missa Brevis in D, it's very similar kind of a half-step, whole-step meandering sound. Not meandering, but moving by chromaticism. And again, I don't think he's plagiarizing Britten, but it's certainly an interesting similarity.
Well, get to the top British composers of the 20th century.
That's not bad, is it?
Writing sacred choral music. I mean, there might be some intersection there. So this is the Agnus Dei movement from John Rutter's Mass of the Children.
Thank you.
the Agnus Dei movement from John Rutter's Mass of the Children. Wow, it did. It sounded like Benjamin Britten.
I think so.
And then that flute came in. It was like, nope, nope, this is John Rutter.
Yeah. Well, that whole opening section, the Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, I don't think there's an interval over a major second. It just creeps chromatically. And there's that regular pulse of the timpani, which is almost foreboding. I think it's almost frightening music. It's almost like you're afraid to put your head up for fear the Lord isn't going to have mercy on you. And so there's this very dark section. And then all of a sudden, flute and harp come in. The light comes and the children start singing this little lamb melody that is so beautiful and so uncharacteristic of the first section. And then the adult choir comes in like they're corresponding with one another. Or there's a conversation of little lamb, do you know about this little lamb? And then at the very end, the haunting chromatic Miserere Nobis comes back in like, yeah, it's about the little lamb, but yeah, you're still going to have to ask for mercy.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying the adult choir, their part seems more focused on the sins of the world that
yes.
the lamb is taking away. And the
yes.
children are like, the lamb.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. And it's also symbolic that when the children sing, it's a sense of innocence. And a lamb has innocence, you know, the born lamb. And then there's a flute used. It's just flute and harp. And the flute is also commonly associated with shepherds who would play in the field. So I think the contrasts between the first and the middle and the ending section are just insightful.
Well, we're here in IPR's Studio B with choral conductor Henry Leck, and we're discussing this weekend's Mel Larimer concert series featuring the Grand Traverse Area Festival Chorus and Chamber Orchestra, the NMC Grand Traverse Chorale and Chamber Singers, and the NMC Children's Choir. And Henry, I should mention that two of the adult voices that will be in the concert this weekend belong to the soloist, Laura Osgood Brown, who is instructor of voice at Interlochen Center for the Arts, and Keith Brown, who our listeners will know as one of our music hosts here at Classical IPR. Now, you haven't met
I haven't them met them yet. I look forward to that.
Your first rehearsal is tonight.
Tonight, the first rehearsal, yes.
So it'll be very exciting. And so I, as I said earlier, I sang in the university choir at Butler under your direction for 4 years, and I've made the final selection for your visit today, if you'll indulge me. And I'm glad you mentioned earlier that Mel Larimer had a similar idea in response to 9/11. So I was in your choir when 9/11 happened, and in response was one of the most sort of formative experiences, I would say, of my life, and I would imagine of most
and
of us
actually
in the choir.
Mine too. Yeah.
So we, as a choir, went to downtown Indianapolis in the spring of 2002, so just a couple of months afterwards, mm-hmm. and sang the Mozart Requiem for thousands.
I think close to 6,000 firefighters.
Of firefighters. There was a convention of some kind.
Well, that's a remarkable time in our history. I remember the morning of 9/11, and it was the day of our rehearsal. And I canceled rehearsal that day because I just wasn't sure how we as a faculty and as students could cope. But I had a student at the time, Nadia Halabegovic, and she had been in the war in Bosnia, persecuted as a Muslim. And, you know, at that moment in our history, there was an inclination to blame the Muslim religion for the terror that went on in New York City. And so she came and she was in the choir, and she came and talked to us then at our next rehearsal to say that this wasn't about differences of religion. It was about terrorism. And so the time went on. That was in September, of course. And I think it was about a month or so later, I got a phone call, and it was from an old priest in New York City. And he said, you know, we are having our national conference in Indianapolis in the spring, and it'll be the first time firefighters nationally will have gathered together after 9/11. And we're going to do a memorial service to honor those who were lost in this tragedy. could your choir sing something? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, we were planning to perform Mozart Requiem that spring. Maybe we could do just the Lacrimosa. And he said, you're doing the Mozart Requiem. And I said, yes. And he said, you have to do the whole thing. And I said, well, I don't really think so. I don't know that firefighters are going to want to listen to the whole Mozart Requiem. And he said, Henry, these firefighters have been playing Amazing Grace and putting their comrades to rest for weeks. They need a chance to mourn. You must do the whole thing. And so we gathered the forces and orchestra and choir and all of that. And I'll never forget it. We were down at the convention center and we did our dress rehearsal, and it was a large assemblage of forces. And I was off stage, and I remember there was a candle lit for each person lost. And he came and offered, you know, some prayers at the beginning. And I walked out and started conducting. And I noticed that the singers were singing with such compassion and such emotion. And the orchestra was playing so, I mean, it was a performance of performances. And little did I know, until the very end when I turned around, that there were about 6,000 firefighters in dress uniform in tears. And I thought, you know, this is a lucky moment in my professional life, because it's probably the only time I'll get to conduct Mozart Requiem in the exact setting for which it was written. Not as a concert piece, but a piece to observe the death of and passing of others. So I'm glad you were part of that. That was a special time.
I remember looking out on them and just, I mean, you could hear a pin drop for the entire piece, which is almost an hour. I mean, they, you know, they, the reverence and the, you know, that just, that there was just, and the last note sounded and it just was just silent. For so long. I mean, it was, I was, 19, 20 years old? You know, it's, it stays with me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So I have pulled a couple movements of the Mozart Requiem in case we're not wound up enough emotionally here. So we'll start with the Lacrimosa and go through the Amen. And then the Domine Jesu, I just get a kick out of that one.
That's
so,
a great movement.
This is Martin Perlman with Boston Baroque.
Thank you.
I had a hard time just picking an excerpt of that I was going to play. We had three movements, the Lacrimosa, Amen, and Domine Jesu from Mozart's Requiem. And we're in Studio B at Interlochen Public Radio today with our guest, conductor Henry Leck. And thank you so much for coming in today. This is really fun.
It's been a thrill. Great to see you again.
Yeah.
Congratulations on what you do here.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And now you're retired from...
Trying to be, yes.
Ostensibly retired. So that's why you're here guest conducting, right?
Right.
Henry Leck is Professor Emeritus at Butler University. He's also the founder and conductor laureate of the Indianapolis Children's Choir. This weekend, he'll be leading the Grand Traverse Area Festival Chorus and Chamber Orchestra, the NMC Grand Traverse Chorale and Chamber Singers, and the NMC Children's Choir in a performance of John Rutter's Mass of the Children, part of the Mel Larimer Concert Series. Performances are tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon at the First Congregational Church in Traverse City. I'll put more information up about those in just a moment at classicalipr.org. Henry Leck, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.